Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
No, truthfully, I don't think that's a bridge we need to really cross until something is more official. You know, right now it's all speculation, and Evander's an amazing player, and he's had lots of success over the last couple of years, and you know, whatever else is has been going on is not really something that I look into much.
All right, there you go. That's the Edmonton Oilers captain, Connor McDavid, who spoke just after the Oilers practice today, practice which featured 15 skaters on the ice. McDavid, Tyson Barrie, as well as Derek Ryan, were back on the ice. And Connor's response, I believe the question, yeah. So he was asked today about Evander Kane, and you heard him say it. He says he's a good player, but let's see where he ends up here before people start. And again, maybe we'll... I'm working kind of blind on this run right now because I'm upstairs at Rogers' place. And, yeah, so that's what we got. That's where we're at right now. I don't want to run the entire segment. And Dave Tippett also said he's not Kane's coach, so he's not going to say much about him. And really, that's kind of where we're at right now because the player's sort of in a nebulous area. If you've not heard today, the NHL and Elliot Friedman put this out about, it would have been almost 4 hours ago now. So we're going to circle back to the sequencing of Elliot's, where did it go here? All right, here we go right now. Hearing the National Hockey League has notified teams that it's in its investigating process of Evander Kane crossing the border from the United States into Canada on December the 29th. Kane tested positive, said Friedman in a subsequent tweet, for COVID on December 21st, then flew to Vancouver on the 29th. In the termination notice from San Jose, it was alleged he did not have proper medical clearance. The NHL is now doing a full investigation. This will likely prevent a Kane signing in the short term, as teams await the results of the NHL findings. So there you go. And you know the story. San Jose terminated the deal for Evander Kane. He was in the middle of a seven-year deal, his fourth year of the contract, after he went to San Jose as basically a deadline acquisition, performed quite well. The story went that Joe Thornton went and picked him up at the airport, and Joe Thornton and Pavelski were leading the team at that time, and they were inclusive with him, and he had a very good finish to the season. He was also playing for a contract. Then he got the 7x7 deal. The last 3 years, I've already mentioned the stat, 22nd in the league in NHL goal scoring during that time. This year, got caught basically having a fake vaccination card, got suspended for 21 games, and then this situation arose, which enabled the Sharks, in theory, to start the process for termination of the contract. No teams picked him up on waivers, and why would they? It's $7 million per. And now, in theory, he's a free agent. Dan Milstein, his agent, saying yesterday that you could see something happen by the weekend, and I wonder whether or not Friedman's report today delays the whole process. We know that Ken Holland has talked to Dan Milstein, and virtually everybody that cares about hockey one way or the other or has an opinion on a lot. And there's people that have opinions on everything. have shared their opinion on it. And I, the sense I get is, you know, it's kind of a moot point unless you end up getting the player. We're not sure what's going to happen in that regard. So, 137 in Edmonton, Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you.
Let me jump in here for a second, because I think you were looking to go to that the first part of that McDavid answer. I figured it out. I was trying to cut on the fly there. But
you got it?
McDavid was initially asked about what Kane in the room or on the team would look like.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's lots of talk going around. I've talked to Kenny. I think that's why everyone likes Kenny so much, is he is such an open book. And, you know, he keeps that open line of communication with his guys. And, for sure, know the situation and.
All right. So, you know, the Connor saying that he's being kept abreast of the situation. There's communication there from the general manager. And this is something that Ken Holland said on Oilers Now yesterday. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 15 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Stauffer recommendation, Mediterranean chicken. Brendan Escott likes the Texan. Reed Wilkins, the meat lovers. That's what I had last night. And we'll go to NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. John, you're our man that's plugged in on the inside with the National Hockey League. Elliot Friedman putting out a report. Wait a sec here. Things might not be imminent with a contract signing with Evander Kane. The NHL doing more due diligence onto what happened on the 29th. John, you there? Did we lose you? Hello, John? Brendan, we might have to have John call in on a regular landline.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. I'll chase him down on the phone here. Sorry.
Okay. I believe we had John on the reported app. I'm not sure that in days where I'm at Rogers Place, if that gets... that's live radio. It happens once in a while. Whether or not we end up in a situation where when I'm down at the arena doing the show through the board down here, whether or not we can actually take John live through the reported app. So our apologies. We'll work on those minor technical difficulties at that time. Keep texting us, by the way, on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. This text comes in. Dan says, Bob, I think people handle money and fame differently, and I think Evander didn't handle it well. Well, that's, you know, you're allowed to have your opinion. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, if Connor is okay with it, then I'm okay with it, and it's only speculation at this point. And Jay in a foil hat. At least Jay recognizes who he's at. The Oilers are not physical enough, too easy to play against, and yet people are waiting, wanting to put Nuge at 3C. He's the easiest player to play against on the team. Moving 93 to 3C wouldn't solve the third line issue. It would only prove to be an exposed Nugent Hopkins physical deficiencies. Take the blinders off. The team doesn't get any harder to play against by putting the physically weakest player at 3C. You're all out to lunch on this one from Jay and a tin foil hat. We haven't talked about this in the last couple days with Nugent Hopkins, and I'm going to surmise that maybe he's thinking, all right, well, if they get Kane, maybe that opens up the window to play Nugent Hopkins at 3C. Let's bring aboard John Shannon. John, thank you for finding your phone and doing it over the phone. I think we had a little bit of an issue there with our normal way, just because I'm over at the arena. What's the latest? What are you hearing with the NHL in terms of more investigation with Evander Kane?
Well, this is actually something I thought would probably occur even after the 21-game suspension, Bob. And I just think that the NHL is doing its due diligence on Kane as a person and trying to make sure that it all works out before they make a decision. And knowing full well, as we've seen in other situations where the commissioner is involved, that he gets a chance to talk to Evander Kane and to make sure that everybody's copacetic with what's going on. This is more of a pure, in my opinion, a pure discussion of personality and character check.
All right. What are your thoughts on the fact that Ken Holland's gone on the record as saying that the Oilers have inquired about Evander Kane through his agent, Dan Milstein, and Ken also saying yesterday in our show that he does include the players in those sort of conversations, and something that he's always done?
Well, it's something, and I really think what Connor said just prior to me coming on, I think speaks to the process. And I think the players are happy to be involved. I think the players need to be involved, particularly of something like this. And I think there's a real appreciation for what Ken is doing by talking to Connor and talking to that that hockey leadership group on the club to say, you know, we're looking at Evander Kane. What do you think? You know, the bottom line is the players want to win. The players want to win badly. And if they think that Evander Kane can help this team win, then more power to them. That's not necessarily what I would say as an individual, but I can only respect what the players want in these scenarios.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do think you need to listen to your players. What about the sort of morality of the situation, you know, the moral conscious stream of thought out there on this one, John?
Well, we're in quite a society right now, Bob, that it's funny. I think everybody believes that everybody deserves a chance.
Yeah.
But there is such a rush to judgment constantly. You know, we need to make a decision now. We need to be able to share whether is this guy a good guy or a bad guy now. Is he morally and ethically sane? You know, those are questions that get asked on a constant basis about everything. And, you know, I think that, you know, doing due diligence doesn't necessarily happen, particularly on social media. Due diligence doesn't really happen. So that becomes part and parcel of what this is. You know, whether you agree with how Evander Kane has lived his life, is different for the way you may think that Evander Kane has lived his life. I might think a different way than you. My morality might be different than yours. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it wrong. And we're entitled to our opinions. Has he broken laws? If he has broken laws, has he been punished? Are we supposed to allow for more punishment? You know, it's a really, really slippery slope, and it's a very fine line. I know that's a lot of metaphors, but it becomes a real issue of what is right, what is wrong, and, as Kenny said in his press conference the other day, you know, in second chances, do people deserve second and third chances? Do they? I know that I've made mistakes, and I've been given extra chances. And I think most people in life have made mistakes and been given second chances. And the question then becomes, is does Evander Kane deserve that?
Yeah, it's interesting. Is there any possibility, like he was already suspended for 21 games this season, right?
Yeah.
Is there any possibility the league could add another suspension on top of that?
I don't know. That's a good question. Based on, and I think we touched on this on Monday, based on what the AHL, can they suspend based on what he did under his AHL situation because he's on an NHL contract?
Right.
And I think that we'd probably, you know, because in that period of time that's in the AHL, he's not a member of the NHL Players Association. He doesn't, you know, he, wow. You know, the biggest measure of that is you don't have your escrow.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Produced over that period of time. But those are questions for lawyers at this point rather than you or me, I guess.
Well, here's another one that a couple of texters have brought up with a little bit of a legalese background because I recognize one of the numbers. Bob, what happens if the arbitrator rules in favor of the NHLPA and Evander Kane and says that the San Jose Sharks can't null and void the contract? Does that not mean that he's still not under contract with San Jose? They have to honor the contract?
Well, there is a good chance that any arbitrator will say, listen, the Sharks have made it clear they don't want him, correct?
Well, I think that's
perfectly clear.
Yes.
Okay. But that doesn't mean he can't get paid. You know, this is no different than any type of buyout that we've seen in the National Hockey League at some point in
that
case.
But he didn't get bought out. They flat out terminated the deal, so they didn't have to pay him anything at all.
But there's only certain things that can, you know, there's only certain things that can allow for termination.
Yeah.
And so if the arbitrator says, by the way, he may not be a member of the Sharks anymore, but you still owe him $23 million.
Oh, man.
In my mind, in my opinion, that in the end is what the arbitration is about.
Yeah.
It's not about whether he's a San Jose Shark or not. That's perfectly clear. It's whether he gets his money or not.
Is there a possibility a week from now he won't be signed because he can't be signed? Is that a possibility?
Well, no, the NHL has already announced that he's clear and able to be signed, but then he has to, probably have an interview of sorts with the commissioner to have a feeling that, yeah, okay, we understand, and, you know, Evander Kane has the right to earn a living.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story, because, John, you know, Ken Holland isn't the only general manager that's sitting there going, free player and no assets required to get him.
Well, and those two key things are important to a team that's that close to the cap and in need of some goal scoring. And let's face it, I mean, none of this stuff we're talking about is whether Kane can play the game or not.
We know he can play.
None of this is whether he's a good skater and how big his body is and whether he can shoot the puck. No. We all know he can do that.
Yeah. It's going to be a fascinating story to watch carrying forward here. Even the tweet last night from Milstein, and I believe he tweeted off of a fake account tweet.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. But he basically said, you know, we'll have a contract done by the end of this week. And then I'm sitting there going, well, you know, if a team's in COVID hell, they can't act for a week. And Edmonton's in COVID. You know, the Oilers are in a situation. Tourist gets added today. They've got multiple players in COVID. In order to theoretically sign a player like Evander Kane, Edmonton's going to have to make a couple roster moves to fit him in. Which would, in theory, delay the process, and now we've got the whole thing with the commissioner as well. Now, Evander Kane, and I'm serious about this, John, I'm going down a bit of a slippery slope here. Is he not part of the Hockey Diversity Alliance?
I think he might be, yeah. I think I saw the five people, and he might be part of that alliance.
Yeah.
How does that change things?
Because Gary's sort of, does Gary not have sort of a he's got PK, Subban, and Kevin Weeks part. They've sort of, because some people have sort of questioned why the Hockey Diversity Alliance hasn't built a closer relationship with the National Hockey League, and I don't have the answer for that. So
I do believe that the NHL has their own group under the guidance of the Executive Vice President Kim Davis.
Okay.
I don't know if you recall at the Board of Governors, they came out with their own program about diversity, and she gave a long dissertation at the final press conference about the NHL's plan for diversity on so many levels.
Right.
I do believe that's totally different from the HDA. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a big push out go out a couple days ago. So anyhow, I mean, it was just a total side, and I was just sort of filtering through some of the text right now. So what do you think, John? In a week from now, if this is resolved with Evander Kane, he can go to another NHL team. Where's he going to end up? What's your gut feel?
Well, I think the Oilers have as good a chance as any team in the NHL to get him, and I think it's the allured attraction to play either beside 29 or 97. Also, there's a place that I think that depending on the other teams that are involved, and we do know at one point that Tampa talked about it, Florida talked about it. But the role would be different in Edmonton than it would be if it had become Florida or Tampa. The role that could be given to Kane at this point in Edmonton might be the best opportunity for him to show his wares, And let's face it, Bob, I do believe that wherever he goes, it's going to be like a tryout. It's going to be a four-month tryout to see whether he can be a good citizen, be a good player, and contribute both on and off the ice. And that's where Edmonton probably gives him the best opportunity.
Yeah, and again, it's a short-term situation. John, thank you for rearranging your scenario to join us by the phone.
No problem, Bob. Have a great day.
You bet. 1:52 in Edmonton. I want to go to this text from Cowtown Bob. He says, Bob, the situation with Evander Kane reminds me of when the Edmonton Eskimos wanted to hire Eric Tillman. They eventually hired him, and it was a disaster because his persona did not fit in Edmonton. He didn't have the common sense not to trade Ricky Ray. He did not make the team much better, and it turned out his personality was bad. For some reasons, both there was known character flaws, and he didn't fit into the Edmonton sports market. That one comes to us from Cowtown Bob. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. And Dave says, Bob, Kane is awesome. I'm a hockey fan, not a life skills fan, from Dave. Well, that's, there you go. And there's lots of you that have gone on both sides of it. And I get it. I get that you're allowed to have different perspectives on this topic. Into this day in Oilers history for New West Travel, looking for a great Oilers road trip, fly nonstop to Nashville. Flair Airlines in April to watch the Oilers play the Preds for just $1,750. Here's Brennan Escott.
1983, we'll stay there. The Oilers hang a 10 spot up on the Blackhawks, getting a 4-point game from Paul Coffey and 3-point games from Gretzky, Messier, and Pat Hughes en route to a 10-4 win in Chicago. Andy Moog outdueled Murray Bannerman in net, who, yes, surrendered all 10 of those goals to the Oilers.
It's crazy. The Oilers scored a lot of goals. Chicago, that smaller rink in Edmonton, could strike you on the counter-strike in terms of their abilities off the rush. And, I mean, the 1980s, forwards on opposition teams didn't backtrack hard. That's just, you know, there wasn't video. And the goaltenders were small. That said, guys would think nothing of hurting each other out in the ice. So take it for what it was worth. This day in Oilers history brought to you by New West Travel. Looking for a great road trip, fly nonstop to Nashville. Flair Airlines, the Oilers and the Preds for $1,750. It includes four nights in the hotel. Call New West Travel. Go online at newwesttravel.com. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports tonight from 6 to 8. He's going to be hard-pressed to have a better show than he had last night when he had both Craig McTavish and Bill Daly on. Who's he got on tonight?
I will try with Jack Michaels in the leadoff spot. Then they will talk about the Oilers returning to the ice following their COVID outbreak. Canadian women's national soccer team goalkeeper, 2020 Olympic gold medalist Stephanie Labbe, will stop by as well.
All right. Tomorrow, Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrus for GCL Diesel. Kevin Weeks of for Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication, solar. Kevin Weeks, what's that? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Kevin Weeks, big part of things with both the NHL Network and ESPN. Hey, do want to mention to you, you already know that cars cost less than Wetaskiwin, but did you know that Brentridge Ford and Wetaskiwin, 10-time Presence Award winner for customer satisfaction? What does it all mean? It means treating people fairly, fully transparent negotiations, making sure advertised prices include all accessories, fees, and taxes, with the exception of GST. If those attributes are important to you, phone our friends Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang, 1-877-477-3673, or visit BrentRidge.com. Special thanks to all of you for participating in the interactive element to our show, reaching out on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Up next, a global news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, and then the 6:30 Chet afternoons from 3 to 6. So long, everybody, from Rogers Place and Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chet.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.